broadcasting live from the beautiful Colorado Convention Center for Collaborate 13 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
All right, Lee Cantor here, Collaborate 13 Technology and Applications Forum for the Oracle Community. This is Lee Cantor. Stone, how are you doing today?
I am doing well. You know, Christine and the crew set us up with the large coffee, so I've got plenty of energy.
We're at the right target heart rate.
And I am thoroughly enjoying these conversations. I mean, we are learning a ton. This is a lot of fun, man. It beats the heck out of working.
I know, but now we got one of the headliners here.
That's
somebody
right.
That has the better accent than you.
All the way from Los Angeles, and of course, you'll hear the Los Angeles accent when he talks in just a moment. Please join me in welcoming, from More for Apps, Mr. David Wright. Welcome to the show, man.
Hi, guys. Thanks a lot.
We are delighted to have you. More for Apps. Tell us about this More. What do you provide for folks?
Right. Our software is basically around spreadsheets. We connect natively to Oracle eBusiness Suite, and we allow users to download and upload data and do a lot of transactions in one fell swoop. So basically, we're trying to stop RSI.
Now, I heard a rumor that there is something called a More for Apps wizard. Is that true?
Well, that's what we call our software. There is a wizard where we come from, but he lives in a different town.
So but who would use this More for App wizard?
Okay, the sort of people that use it. In my experience, out of the manufacturing suite, we have a lot of people that use it for loading part numbers, for updating their bills of materials and things like that. Some of our key customers are using it around the projects module. For example, you know, if you've got a large project, you don't want to sit there typing the data into Oracle. You can use Excel, copy, paste, things like that. Another big area we have is payables. We have a lot of people who use it for loading invoices, where the supplier might send through, you know, like a ton of invoices, say 1,000 or something like that, and they go and upload them in one go.
So do you focus on a specific sector? Do you have a sweet spot, manufacturing or supply chain or...
Well, we tend to have a breadth of wizards that go everywhere. Our key ones, really, we started with was around the projects area. That's where we first started. We had a request from a government agency back in New Zealand that wanted to load projects, and we built that first. And then as customers asked, we built other wizards. So there's no real key area. I suppose that we could go back and say projects is number one to start with, but we've moved through to the finance modules. We've done a lot around order management and the manufacturing as well.
Now, when you get in with one client, does it typically spread to other departments and areas once they get a hold of these wizards?
Oh, absolutely. That's definitely the case. If we look at the manufacturing suite, for example, we had clients that started with the item wizard. Then the next thing you know, they've gone to the finance area. They've got the payables wizard or the project wizard, and vice versa. You know, a lot of our sales are coming through from clients that already have our software.
So I'd like you to walk us through a client experience, if you would, soup to nuts. You don't have to name the client if you don't want to, but I'd like to give our listeners a good picture of life before More for Apps and the wizards and life after. I'd like to get a picture of that migration.
So what's
migration.
That first pain they got where they're calling you guys?
Okay, well, the classic one I have is a hospital back home. They've got a whole lot of items. They were badly set up to start with. The descriptions weren't right. And some poor person had to manually go through these items. They had over 20,000 items that they needed to update the descriptions on. And they did it. They used the software. They used Excel to do it. And it's worked for them in a really good way. They also had to update the categories as well, because that generated the accounting. And having to do that again manually or using some data loading tool is really arduous. And using something that's user-friendly like the wizards, they got it done. And then they went on to a whole lot of other projects that they've done with them, and that's the presentation I'm giving tomorrow, is how they saved, you know, 70% work effort in fixing a whole lot of unit of measure problems just by using the software.
Now, can you share a little bit about your presentation, a little sneak peek about what a person's going to expect from hearing you speak?
You know, a lot of companies have this sort of pain point around units of measure. Oracle's a bit rough around it. It doesn't let you change them, and you need to reload things. Classic examples are things like where they order toilet rolls and they expected two, and instead they get, you know, two cases, which is 2,000.
Right.
You know, and we have examples with diapers, same sort of thing.
Does that happen more times than people think?
It really does, you know, and even cases where things may not materially be bad, but in that same example, you know, they had a GL transaction turn up from inventory with over $1 million basically for toothpicks. So these sorts of things can happen if you don't have your data set up right. Now, and our wizards are great for that sort of thing. They really do stop that human error.
But I would think in a case where, like, some things are perishable, like, that could be really damaging that, you know, you get, you know, you get way more than you, what you expected, and it's perishable. That's a real problem.
Yeah, that's a problem. But for a hospital, their bigger problem is the inverse of that. They don't get enough of something.
Oh, they don't get enough, right.
And that's really where they're worried. You know, you can always sort out the accounting afterwards, but you can't sort out the people afterwards. So that's really a key driver for them was, you know, they had to err on the side of caution, and not having units to measure right was is a big problem. And the fact that we could give them a solution that would save them 70% work effort was huge.
Easy to install, easy to use, but what kind of trade-off, if any, am I going to have in terms of security and being able to audit, that kind of thing?
None at all. We log in using Oracle's authentication. If the people have single sign-on, the wizards will use that. The audit that Oracle has by default will show you the user, their native Oracle username, and the date they did that transaction. So it's no different to using the Oracle forms. You get that same sort of functionality.
Now, what makes Collaborate 13 a must-attend event for your company?
Just first of all, catching up with clients and also on selling to those clients, but also to people that really want to know, is there something out there that can help them? The number of people that have come through that have a pain point already that have said, we should be looking at your software. And more importantly, we've got people coming up that say, you know, we've written a custom loader to do something similar to yours, but it's a real, you know, for us, it's a pain that we've got to keep supporting it, looking after it, and they're looking at our software, even though they have a solution that, you know, that is working for them. They like the idea that it's out of the box, we do the support, they don't have to worry about it, works on release 11 and release 12 of Oracle.
Now, is it easy to test and try the Morpher Apps Wizard?
Oh, absolutely. Our software, you can just download from the website. It works to a degree without any license key, but if you contact us, we can get you a full trial license, use it as much as you want, you know, for a couple of weeks, and if you need more time, you let us know and we'll extend that trial. You know, it's as simple as that. As far as the installation goes, there's a couple of packages on the server, and that's it. You know, the end user, they just need Excel and they just need to be able to log into Oracle, and you just put a URL in to the spreadsheet and it's all go.
That's the infrastructure required is Excel.
That's it.
So, wow. These guys are easy to work
with. That's why it's called the wizard.
Yeah, no kidding.
And that's such a key point for companies because you don't have to have an add-in installed. You don't need a secondary server installed, which, you know, opens up a whole infrastructure issue again. It's as simple as giving someone a spreadsheet. You just email it to them. They open it. They use it.
Good stuff. Good stuff. So now in your booth, what do you got going on there? You're demoing and you're kind of meeting and greeting, shaking a lot of hands?
Yeah, basically, that's it. And you know, for us, we want to solve people's problems. We don't really want to just sell them some software because we can
right.
make money out of it. Part of the beauty of what we do is you actually get satisfaction of giving something to someone that works. You know, there's nothing like a comment like I had the other day when I was visiting clients in LA, and they said, you know, this used to take me 8 hours. It's taking me 20 minutes now.
Yeah. No, that's impressive.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Now, website for you guys?
Yeah, it's www.moreforapps.com, and it's the number 4.
All right. Well, we appreciate you being part of this. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We will be back in a few at Collaborate 13.